Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Big Ten and Pac-12 will cancel their football seasons tomorrow. The ACC and the Big 12 are on the fence. The SEC is trying to get a delay to have teams join them. The SEC is looking at exclusive TV contracts. Then I followed up with my source and I said, so the Big Ten and Pac-12 canceled tomorrow. Three Big Ten teams that I've spoken with said it's done. And I followed up by saying, so the SEC might go alone and bring in other schools. That's the latest. They're trying to buy time, according to my source, to see if the ACC or Big 12 will go along with them.
That was Dan Patrick on AT&T Sportsnet today, and that already feels a little bit dated. It is a fluid situation with college football, and we're happy to share our thoughts with you on that and more today. It's Pony and Muller to start the work week here, August 10th, 2020, presented by Chafin Lujana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. It looks like the Big Ten is ready to cancel its football season, although now through College Football Insiders, through intermediaries, Chris, it looks like some of these presidents and some of these university officials are trying to leak that they haven't officially voted yet. But a lot of the reporting earlier in the day said it's already a fait accompli, it's done. Patrick, who you just heard in that clip, even went as far as to say that the vote was 12-2. And the only teams who voted in favor of playing this fall were Nebraska and Iowa. So that would mean, if you take that for what it's worth, that Penn State voted against playing this fall. And what I am, the question I have on my mind regarding this huge decision would be, what changed in 5 days? Literally 5 days ago, the Big Ten put out a college football schedule. The MAC shutting down, the itty-bitty MAC, Ben Roethlisberger's conference, deciding to cancel his football season is forcing the Big Ten's hand. I mean, the MAC is not the Ivy League as far as clout goes in college sports. So that's what I am most thrown off by, Chris. What the hell changed over the weekend to cause the Big Ten now to go running for the hills?
Well, it's not that anything changed. It's that this entire situation, I think, on the part of like conferences like the Big Ten, for this example, has been an exercise in trying to stave off reality, I guess, for lack of a better word, that unless students were back and virus numbers were down low enough that they were essentially non-existent, there was always going to be a major level of risk involved here, and there was always going to be a liability issue for universities. That if players on these teams got COVID-19 and could prove that they got it playing football, they would be on the hook for a lot of money. The other issue here is, of course, the idea that because the players aren't employees, you can't run this the way the NFL is going to try to run it, where, hey, we have collectively bargained protections. Yep. You're also getting paid, and that's why we're going to try to kind of push through this. That's the real elephant in the room. But they don't want to pay the players, and that creates a major issue.
Sure it does, but Penn State has already had players come back for summer practices or workouts who have tested positive. So there's already, they've already run the risk. You're saying liability. They've already run that risk. They already have players who now potentially months from now could come back and and file a lawsuit against them. They didn't. The Big Ten schools or even West Virginia or Pitt, none of these schools said, let's hold off on letting football players come back to campus. They've all done it. Pitt did not. Pitt has a practice scheduled for tomorrow. Penn State had a practice scheduled for today. Penn State is welcoming back thousands of first year. Well, not welcoming back. They are welcoming thousands of students to campus next week. First year students living on campus. And then the week after that, everybody else who wants to come back and do, I guess, e-learning from State College. So what the dichotomy I see here, Chris, is this. When college basketball and college sports, as we know, it got shut down in March, the universities were closing. All of the university presidents were saying, go home and don't come back until we say it's safe. Now the university presidents are saying, yes, please come. We want you here. We want your tuition dollars. We want your room and board dollars. But they're also saying it's too dangerous to play sports. So that's what I don't get. I am surprised that they wouldn't just call the whole thing off. You'd think that Penn State and these Big Ten schools would want the $400 million check from ESPN and Fox to play college football this year to go along with the money that they're getting from universities attending from students attending classes this fall.
They are worried, I think, like guys getting it at practice is one thing. If universities weren't going to have students come back en masse across the country, and not every university is the same, having students at some universities where maybe there weren't be other students, having players back and then maybe getting sick would just create a dicey proposition for them legally and liability wise. So if you're having a player play a game at, say, name me a school where they're doing remote learning right now, prominent school. I know a couple big names are. I just can't think of them off the top of my head. You have a player for that school come back, though, play football, get sick, maybe have complications and have a bad case, and you brought that person back because you need them to play football because football makes money for your school, then you're in pretty big trouble.
Okay, but aren't you shocked that they are doing all – reportedly, the Big Ten is doing this preemptively. Doesn't that shock you? I thought it would take somebody – getting gravely ill or outbreak, and then saying, "Well, we've been left no choice. We can't take the money now. We can't field the team. This has gone out of control. We've got to shut it down."
I guess it tells me that they know that doing what you're suggesting would probably leave them wide open to liability, like already at that point, and their goose would be cooked. And so they know how bad it could get, and they are actually making the somewhat prudent decision in their minds financially to shield themselves and say, we're not going to do this.
Yeah.
Again, they also do not want to pay the players and treat them like employees, which they are, which is the crux of a lot of this.
No doubt. I am having a hard time reconciling in my head the thought that Notre Dame is going to have 12,000 students come back to campus this fall for school, and yet the college football season is hanging by a thread. I am shocked that people are moving into the University of Pittsburgh dorms in the next week or 2 weeks, and the college football season looks like it is on life support. I thought what was going to prevent college football from happening is if the universities shut down and said, we cannot have you here. You want to talk about liability? Getting thousands of young adults in one place.
Well, how do you know that won't still happen after a short period of time?
Yeah, it could.
Isn't that the major elephant in the room here? These universities are going to bring back a lot of students who aren't exactly known for their sound decision-making.
And if they have
outbreaks everywhere, then you're going to have major issues.
But I thought the college football thing was going to be the last pillar to fall. I thought they might even say, well, if you're working from home, and that's still classes in session technically, so we'll still make the football players come to campus, and they'll be the only ones living here, and that's how we'll get around them still playing. I thought that was going to be the last part of the whole college experience to go by the wayside, because that's the big moneymaker for them.
So what you're saying is you are surprised that their greed has only blinded them until this juncture and not longer into this process.
I'm wondering if there is an ulterior motive that I'm not considering or thinking about, or if the Big Ten has some kind of tacit agreement going where they think it might be more lucrative for them to push things back, and playing in the spring would possibly make them more money. Like that would be the brass ring that they're chasing here, that there's actually something down the road that is better for them.
If they think it would be very tough to do this, and the NFL is already starting to hone in on Saturday programming, potentially, if you were the college football presidents, or if you were really the Power Five schools who really run their own show completely, the NCAA doesn't exist, wouldn't you think that instead of taking risk, if you could kick the can down the road and the sport is inherently popular enough that even if a couple big names don't play, like Lawrence and Fields and what have you, people are still going to tune in and you're going to get ratings like gangbusters because it's a dead spot on the calendar instead of going up against the NFL, instead of going up against baseball, etc. If I were them and I were actually thinking about my money, that's probably how I would look at it at this point.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.